Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Gene Larkin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sal Butera. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Les Straker. And now, play ball. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Calderon reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Calderon. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Larkin goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Walker reaches second base with a double. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to third. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walker tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Twins. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams bunts towards the mound. Straker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Butera and he is out, Gagne applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a pop-up towards short. Gillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0-1 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Gillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillen is 0-1 in the game. Gillen strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smalley juggles the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0-1 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harbeck strikes out. The ball gets by Fisk. He chases the ball to the backstop. 2 outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-1 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. Walker moves to third. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen bunts towards the mound. Straker fields it and throws to first for the out. Hewlett moves to third. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smalley has Hewlett trapped. There's the throw to Butera and back to Smalley, who tags Hewlett for the out. Fisk moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Calderon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 0-for-1 in the game. Butera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0-for-2 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0-for-2 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Gladden moves to second. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dotson spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Dotson. Gladden moves to third. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Puckett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gladden scores. It's 4-1, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Puckett. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Guillen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Randy Nieman now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker is hit by the pitch. Baines moves to second. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to third. Walker moves to second. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck fields it and throws to home to get Baines. Walker moves to third. Hill moves to second. One out. George Frazier now pitching. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Ken Williams. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walker scores. Hill moves to third. Boston moves to second. It's 4-2, Twins. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Darryl Boston now playing center field. Gary Redus now playing left field. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Harbeck moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Brunansky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harbeck moves to third. Smalley moves to second. Jim Wynn now pitching. Randy Bush pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harbeck scores. Smalley scores. Brunansky moves to second. It's 6-5, Twins. Al Newman pinch hits for Sal Butera. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Laudner now catching. Al Newman now playing shortstop. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Calderon hits a line drive into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keith Atherton now pitching. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Hill reaches second base with a double. Walker moves to third. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0-for-3 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Redus. The throw from Laudner and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 0-for-3 in the game. Gielen hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Redus tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's White Sox, 6, Twins, 6. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-4 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Calderon strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a pop-up towards short. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reardon fields it and throws to first for the out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.